Good morning, all. It's now 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. My name is Chris Rutkowski. I have the happy task of hosting the monthly spiritual outreach calls. This call, of course, is taking place on a Thursday rather than traditional first Wednesday of the month. We're very happy to have as our speaker today Father Mark Heschen. Father Mark is a very active chaplain in the Boston area since 2005, attended multiple Order of Malta Pilgrimage to Lourdes, and a regular speaker on these spiritual outreach calls. He's a parish priest at the Church of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Seekonk, Massachusetts, and a very good friend to many of us in the order. And today, he will be speaking to us about the issue of religious freedom, and he will be reading remarks prepared by Monsignor James Moroney, who's on vacation this week, and Father Mark has agreed to step in and pinch it. With that, I'll turn it over to Father Mark Heschen.
Great, Chris. Thanks a lot, and thanks for all you do for the order, and especially for the care of the poor and the sick. Good morning, everyone. As Chris has said, Monsignor Moroney and I are friends, and he's taking a much-needed vacation, and so it frees his morning up not to have to be on the call, and yet he's prepared the following remarks entitled Religious Liberty. Standing on the front lawn of the White House 3 years ago, Pope Francis reminded us who we were as American Catholics. First, committed to building a society which is truly tolerant and inclusive. Second, safeguarding the rights of individuals and communities. Third, and rejecting every form of unjust discrimination. And 2 days later, at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the Holy Father reminded us of the words of the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that governments exist to protect and to defend those rights. This morning, we can still hear the sound of fireworks from last night. We can see the flags waving in the breeze and the elderly veterans saluting them. Yesterday, you probably went to a parade or even said a prayer at a monument for those who gave their lives in service to these sacred ideals. Each 4th of July, we recommit ourselves to those principles upon which this nation was founded 242 years ago. Yet, it is all too easy to lose sight of those principles, looking back through the fog of our own self-interest and of the challenges of the modern world. Even today, we struggle to appreciate the freedom given to us by the First Amendment to the Constitution to practice our religion. The Founding Fathers understood what terrible things could arise from religious discord, from one person disrespecting the religious beliefs of another person. Bloody wars had been fought from time immemorial because one nation, one people, or one group of people failed to respect the religious beliefs of another. Our Founding Fathers, from many different religious backgrounds, introduced the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment to give each of us the right to worship as we choose. The government can't penalize you because of your religious beliefs. I have always enjoyed reading about our second president, John Adams, and in particular, his somewhat mixed attitude toward Catholicism. Ever suspicious that the Pope, whom he saw as a foreign potentate, would exercise undue influence upon American Catholics, good Mr. Adams never fully trusted a Catholicism in Boston. In October of 1774, he wrote to his wife Abigail, another good member of the Congregationalist denomination, in these words. This afternoon, led by curiosity and good company, I strolled away to the Romish chapel, heard a good short moral essay upon the duty of parents to their children, founded in justice and charity to take care of their interests, temporal and spiritual. This afternoon's entertainment was to me most awe-inspiring and affecting. the poor wretches, fingering their beads, chanting Latin, not a word of which they understood, their Pater Nosters and Ave Marias, their holy water, their crossing themselves perpetually, their bowing to the name of Jesus whenever they hear it, their bowings and kneelings and genuflections before the altar. Here is everything which can lay hold of the eye, ear, and imagination, everything which can charm and bewitch the simple and the ignorant. I wonder how Luther ever broke the spell. End quotation. Respectful, curious, but ever doubting, the ultimate wisdom of this kind of religious practice, John Adams exemplified the presumptions of our founding fathers upon which religious liberty was built. He may not have agreed with religious practice other than his own. He may not have liked it, but he respected it and looked not so much for faults in the other, but commonality and a place to plow the common ground of societal peace and the common covenant, to seek for the truth as the American people. Indeed, many years later, one of the major contributors to the building of Holy Cross Roman Catholic Cathedral in Boston was one of Mr. John Adams, former President of the United States, staunch Congregationalist, ever devoted to religious liberty as a founding freedom of these United States of America. For he loved the same things as his Catholic brothers and sisters, the same things loved by Muslims and Methodists, Jews, and followers of Zoroastrianism. He loved America, sweet land of liberty, and that's why it is of her that we sing. May we join together in praying for our nation, for all of us who are citizens and proud Catholic citizens of this great nation, especially holding the memory of those who've made the ultimate sacrifice. And let's do so praying through the intercession of the Queen of Jerusalem, the Queen of Peace, the patroness of our country, Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. Hail Mary, full of grace.
Full of grace.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Father Mark.
You're welcome.
Very timely. And actually, yeah, it is a good, let's say, conclusion to all the events of yesterday, the parades, the fireworks.
Yeah.
It's good to keep these things in mind.
Very much so.
Great country.
So much challenge going on around our freedoms these days, and I'm sure the members of the Order of Malta realize how much our political voice matters in the public square. So great to be with you.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to remind the group, our next call will be August 1st. The intended topic is what the assumption means for us, and that will be delivered by Father Alfredo Hernandez. So I look forward to having you all on next call. Hopefully encourage your friends to join in as well. And please remember that a recording of this particular call will be up within a matter of days on the website of the Order of Malta American Association. Thank you all, and have a great day.
Bye-bye.